So Rabbi says, as always, our limud of Sefer Chofetz Chaim is the schus refuah of Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, Shlav Refuah Shleim, B'Sach Shal Chayla Yisrael. In the 1 minute that we have available, just to say that on Friday we finished off Klal Hey, Perek 5 of Hilchos Lashon Hara, and in Klal Vov, the Chofetz Chaim turns his attention from the Mesapeh Lashon Hara to the Mekabel Lashon Hara. And he says that there are three possibilities of being a Mekabel Lashon Hara. One is to be just a Shomea, just to hear, but not to believe. And therefore, technically, you're not a Mekabel, you're a Shomea. You heard the Lashon Hara, but you decide in your own mind, I don't believe this is true. So that's a Shomea. And then the Isurim are much, much less. Then there's the Mekabel, which means that you hear the Lashon Hara and you believe it. And then there is the Mekabel Plus. And the Mekabel Plus is somebody who not only believes it, but either tells the person who's telling Lashon Hara that I agree with you, I accept and I agree, in which case, says the Chofetz Chaim, he becomes both a Mekabel and a Misaper, because he's now telling Lashon Hara to the Misaper. Or he goes and tells somebody else. So he believes it, and then he goes on and tells someone else. So again, he could be a Mekabel and a Mesapeh. So our three categories we're going to be dealing with, the Shomea, the Mekabel, and the Mekabel plus Mesapeh. Next week, Amin Shem. Short time, Islam. Oh, we've got Shia tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah?
Okay. Started at Zerway, Northwest London, Sunday, Yud Gimel Nissen, 21st of April, Rabbi Jeremy Golke, Shlita, Insights and Inspiration, Pesach. This week's Zerway is a sponsor of Nonathu, the Tos HaShoem HaChayim, and the Pomosh Shatu, Hosem, Shalom, Bim Heiro.
Didn't see it.
Ah, was that there? You should tell somebody.
Okay, good morning. Good morning, everyone. It's good to be back in the Torah way. I'll share with you a fabulous idea. This is something, none of it is mine. I heard a shiur from Rabbi Yisrael Reisman of New York, of Torah V'Das fame. He's the famous Novi shiur that he gives every Motzei Shabbos. I heard the shiur from him many, many years ago. Never had the opportunity to share it here in this forum. And it's a fabulous shiur. It's one theme which answers many, many kashas on the Haggadah. So plenty to chew over and things to sort of think about and repeat. And Miz Hashem, not only over Seder night, but over the course of Yom Tov. The starting point is the Simonim. That's really the starting point of the whole Seder. We begin the Seder by referencing 15 points in the journey, 15 stages in the evening. And although there's sort of the one follows after the other, you don't find the Vav conjunctive in the Simonim, apart from one. Urchatz. It's Kadesh Urchatz. There's no Vav in all the others. Even Moitzi Matzah, which is somewhat connected, you don't find the Vav. It's not Moitzi Umatzah and all the others as well. Why is it Kadesh Urchatz? It should just be Kadesh, Urchatz, or Rechitz, or whatever. Why is it that way round? The theme that Rabbi Reisman develops is this. The night of Seder is different to any other night of the year. And the normal practice throughout the year is Sur Meirah Vaseh Tov, i.e. that we're challenged with certain Averas, with certain issues of Tumah, whatever it may be. It's Sur Meirah, we divest ourselves of the Ra, and then with the Aseh Tov. After all, Tov of Asheretz B'Yodai, it doesn't work. We have to get rid of the Ra, and then we do the Kedusha. But Seder night is different. It's Kadesh Urchatz. We jump into the Kedusha, and then we can sort of get rid of the Chatzitzas and the Tumah and any form of contamination. That really is the theme of the night. Now, what's the precedent for it? The precedents, of course, is Yetzias Mitzrayim. They were on the 49th level of Tumah. They were standing at the edge of the cliff, and things were at the point of no return. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them this infusion of Kedusha, which elevated them to an exceptionally high level. The Rashi says in Beshalach, as they were going through the Yamsuf, when the Pasuk says, Zeh Keli Va'anveyu, the Pasuk says that Zeroas HaShifcha Al HaYam, Mashal Leiro Nevi'im. that even the lowly maidservant was able to see what great Nevi'im in later years were unable to see. So they were given this sort of infusion of Kedusha. To borrow a moshel of the Rambam in a different context, the Rambam describes a person walking in a dark night, and you're in a thick forest. Some of you remember the Hasmonean walking tours. See, there's some more here as well. In the Hasmonean walking tours, you go in the height of winter, you know, by 4 o'clock it's dark. And you're in the middle of a forest, and there's no natural lighting, or there's no city lighting, and it's dark, it's really dark. And it's raining, and it's cold, and you're not quite sure which way to go. And imagine, as it's raining, there's a bolt of lightning, it's a thunderstorm. And there's a bolt of lightning, and you could, a minute earlier, only see 6 inches in front of your nose, and all of a sudden you see this bolt of lightning, the whole forest is illuminated, you can see a path, you can charter a way forward. That's really what the night of Pesach is. It's this infusion of Kedusha, which picks us up, and can instill us with emunah and with other aspect, with other traits, for you know, beyond our current status. That's the Kaddish Urchatz. So the point is, Kaddish, you get this infusion of Kedusha, and then Urchatz, then you can do it. It's that way around. That's the focus. Now that theme, that concept, answers lots of questions. Here we go. The first question, perhaps, it's not on the sheet at this point, is, I don't know if you've thought about it, noticed it, but we start the Seder in Aramaic, and then we switch to Lashon HaKodesh. Holach ma'anyo is Aramaic. Holach ma'anyo diachola avosona b'Mitzrayim. And then we switch to Lashon HaBob Yerushalayim. Why is that? Well, why do we normally use Aramaic? We normally use Aramaic because we don't want the Malachim to understand. We're worried about the Malachim interfering, interceding and stopping our tefillahs. So therefore, the part that we dafka use Aramaic, which Chazal tell us that the Malachim don't understand, and therefore we you know, Kaddish, for example. We don't want the Malachim to understand it, so Chazal say we say it in Aramaic. We start the night of Seder, and we say Aramaic, Holach Ma'anyo, and then all of a sudden, we think to ourselves, it's Kaddish Urchatz. You're going to be infused with this explosion of Kedusha, and then you can divest yourselves and wash away any Averis. So we're not worried on this night about other things. We're not worried about Tumah, we're not worried about Malachim, and then all of a sudden we switch and we go to Lashon HaKodesh. One of the high points of the night is the Manishtana. The kids ask questions. Manishtana Halayla Hazeh. For those familiar, I've got some more handouts here. For those familiar with biblical Hebrew, with dikduk, you'll note there's a problem in the actual words of Manishtana. Manishtana halaylo hazeh. What's the grammatical problem? The Loshen Laylo is Zohar and Akeva.
Akeva.
But it's got a komate. So the posh pshat is Laylo is Akeva. And yet, it should be halaylo hazeis. So why do we say Manish Tano Halaylo Hazeh? It's quite an obvious problem. So the Gaon, they say in the name of the Gaon, that it's got characteristics of day. That the Pasuk says in Tinim, Laila Kayom Yo'ir, that there's a night which illuminates like daytime. It's referring to the night of Pesach. But this night has got aspects of day to it, and therefore we refer to it in the Loshen Zohar of Manish Tano Halaylo Hazeh. The trouble is the Baruch Shama, if you look at the bottom box, the Baruch Shama says, I can't believe, says the Torah Tamima, that this came out, this emerged from the Gaon. It doesn't sound right. And he brings Raya's. But then he says, Veshuvra isi ki b'shloh. The Shloh says, he says also, Loshen Akeva v'nei lo eida ma eidun bozeh. I'm not quite sure what to make of all this. The trouble is, if the Gaon and the Shloh both say it, there's something there. So Rabbi Reisman explains what the Gaon says as follows. The Pasuk says, Laila Kayom Yo'ir, that this night of Pesach, Kayom Yo'ir has aspects, has characteristics of day. That's exactly the point. What is the difference between night and day? Night is a time of tumah, of darkness, of confusion. We need emunah, emunos chobaleilos. The morning, there's clarity. There's purity. The Beis HaMikdash is open in the daytime, not at nighttime. One of the there's machlekas, the very last the last penultimate omid of Yuma, of Ne'ilah. What does Ne'ilah mean? So either it means Ne'ilas Sha'arim or Ne'ilas Hayoyim. Ne'ilas Sha'arim means in the Beis HaMikdash they close shop. It gets dark, they close up because the purity of the Beis HaMikdash is at daytime. Laila Kayoyim Yo'im means that this night is imbued with the clarity and with the Kedusha of daytime. And therefore we refer to that aspect of this night by referring to Halayla in the masculine, Manishtana Halayla Hazer. Now if you think about it, one of the, you know, this time, Mitzvah Hashem Moshiach should still come. But we'll be busy with the Korban Pesach. The busiest day in the Beis HaMikdash is tomorrow afternoon. You've got to offer up thousands. The Gemara does a cheshbon in Psachim, how many there were. We're talking, if not hundreds of thousands of korbanos, and it's got to be a very efficient system. Now, the Korban Pesach is a very interesting korban. It's a korban yochid. It's not a korban sibur. It's not one brought for the whole of Klal Yisrael. Each person has got a chiyuv to bring a korban sibur, to bring a korban Pesach, and you do it with chaburas. You can't eat the whole thing yourself, so you join a chabura. There's something unique about the korban Pesach. It's the only korban yochid when the majority of Klal Yisrael are tomei, it's still brought. And not only is it still brought, but it's actually eaten. And interestingly, that's when the majority of Klal Yisrael are in tumah. But if the minority are in a state of tumah, then you have a second chance. You have Pesach Sheni. You don't find that with something else. Where else do you find this? And again, the point is this. It's Kadesh Urchatz. You get this Kedusha that we're not scared of tumah when it comes to Pesach. And therefore, the majority of Klal Yisrael can be tomei, we still bring this korban. We not only bring it, we eat it. If a person, an individual is tomei, you'll get a second chance, don't worry. Another interesting observation. You know, the focus of the night, tomorrow night, is very much on engagement. Making sure that the younger generation are engaged at the Seder. So says the Rambam, if you look at paragraph 4 on the second sheet, V'tzorich la'asos shinui belaila, the second page. I think this is going on Torah Anytime. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. V'tzorich la'asos shinui belaila hazeh. You've got to do different practices in this night. Kadei sheyiru habonim v'yishalu, and the kids should ask questions. V'yoimru, and they'll say, manishtano halaila hazeh mikol ha'leilos. Why is this night different from all other nights? Ache Yoshev Lohem, you say to them, Yom Lohem, Kach v'kach ire v'kach v'kach hoya. You know, when you know we have a joke in our house, whenever there's something funny happens, what, Daddy, why did you do this? And I did it for something totally different. So the kids can ask questions. Right? That's why. But that's just a prompt. We need to answer their questions. The answer is, Kach ire v'kach hoya. We need to go through, it's just to engage them. Once their minds are open, and they're questioning, then they'll receive the answer of Avodah Moyinu and the whole story of Seidonite. Now, how do you engage the kids? Says the Rambam, for Ketzad, Kesan Meshana, how do you do things differently? Mechalik Lohem Kloyos Ve'egoizim, you give out some grains and some nuts. Yeah, that wouldn't pass muster nowadays. Now it's more like Laffy Taffys and whatever. Kosher Pesach, of course. But Oikrim Ashulchan Milifneihem. And the second thing you do is you take away the Seder plate. Back in the day, we'd actually take away the little table. They would sit on a chaise lounge or recline on this like couch, and then each one would have their own table. You take that away before the meal, and the kids saying, "What's going on? We haven't eaten yet. Why are you taking away the table?" Kodim Sheyechlu. And then lastly, Chaytfin Matzah Zeh Mitzadzeh Miyadzeh V'Chayetzi B'Dvar Meilu. And that, which is probably the Makar, based on the Gemara in Psachim, but the way the Rambam interprets it, chayt fin matz means you snatch it. That means that, you know, that's the practice, the minig that we snatch the matzahs. Now, three things, says the Rambam. Number one, we give out egoizim. Number two, we're noitel the ka'ara. And number three, where we snatch the afikomen. There's a very interesting remez to this in the Pasuk. In Parshas Bo, when it talks about the chiyuv of telling over the story, there's a remez to these three practices. Very beautiful. Look at this. Leman tesaper ba'ozne bincha, uven bincha, esa shehesalalti v'mitzrayim, v'esa esoisa shesamti von v'idatim kiyene Hashem. Leman tesaper. You've got to tell the kids. Look at the trop. The trop on these words, leman tesaper ba'ozne bincha, leman is a pazer. the note, the trop, is a pazer. Pazer literally means to scatter. So that's referring to giving out kloyes ve'egoizim. You give out the nuts. Leman to saper is a tzlisha katano. A tzlisha katano literally means to grab. So it's referring to stealing the afikoimen. Ba'ozne vincho is kadmo va'azlo, which literally means to get up and go. And that's to remove the seder plate. So it's an allusion to these three practices in the actual trop of the pasuk. Okay, that's in brackets. Now, here's an interesting question. You're giving out egoizim. Interesting. In Mitzvah Hashem, 6 months' time, Rosh Hashanah, everyone keeps away from egoism. With Rosh Hashanah, we don't have egoism. Some people are Seres Meitshuva. Yeah, why? Because egoism is the gematria of chet. A colleague of mine always notes that chet also has the gematria of chet. It's kedai to keep away from the chet as well. But in addition to egoism. But either way, we keep away from egoism. On the night of Pesach, we're giving them out at the table. Rosh Hashanah we're worried and Pesach we're not worried. Of all the things to give out, you're giving out egoism. But that's exactly the point. The night of Pesach is different to all other nights. We're not worried about Tumah. We're not worried about Malachim, about understanding and interceding and Aramaic. This is an infusion of Kedusha. It's Kadesh Urchatz. And therefore egoism do not concern us. Another thing. Avodim Oyinu. I don't know if you ever thought about this particular question. This is the answer. And the Teretz says, Avodim Oyinu lefar b'mitzrayim, v'yotzi'enu Hashem elokeinu misham biyad chazoka v'zrona tuya. V'afilu kulonu chachomim. Even if we're all very wise, kulonu nevoidim, kulonu zakenim, kulonu yoidim es ha-Torah mitzvah, oleinu lesapeh b'yitzias mitzrayim. V'chol amar ben lesapeh b'yitzias mitzrayim, harizem eshuluch. V'afilu seems to be out of place. Afilu chachomim. Wouldn't you have thought, even people who are not learned have a mitzvah lesaper? Shouldn't it say afilu amaratzim, afilu people who are not chachomim? Why does it dafka say afilu chachomim? Well, what is that about? The answer is that the Mishnah says in Pesachim, chayiv odom liris es atzmoi ki'ilu hu yotzim mitzrayim. And they say that that's one of the hardest aspects of the whole night. To envisage yourself as if you came out of Mitzrayim, very hard. Many years ago, my wife and the kids, they put together this massive wall mural that covers a big chunk of the dining room. And it's a backdrop of sort of an Egyptian sort of midbar slave pyramids, which I think doesn't actually work. Archaeologically, it's later. I mean, the pyramids were not exactly that period. But either way, you see sands and pyramids and taskmasters and people pushing, doing slave work. And then they were cut out the face, and each of the mishpachas got a picture on one of the pyramids. And at the top, it's Chayiv Odom Liris Es Atzmoi Ki'ilu Yotzim Mitzrayim. It's very cute and it's very nice. And every time we have different guests, we try and get their picture and they put it on there and we show them and they see themselves in Mitzrayim. Okay, it helps. Or whatever props we can do to help, it helps. But many of the Gedolim said that was the challenging part of saying that. Ki'ilu Yotzim Mitzrayim, they say Reb Chetzkel Levestein, when he was in Mashkiach, later in Ponovich after the war, he was known for this, that he would actually... he would sort of be experiential. He would find himself in a shirim. Someone, a bocher, would sometimes go in. They'd see the mashkiach. By then, he was an older man. There would be buckets of water, and he was jumping over the buckets, walking between them. What are you doing, Roshiva, mashkiach? And he was explaining. He was replaying Kriyas Yamsuf, and he would go through the motions because he wanted to feel it. So chayv adam niras es atzmai ki liyotzim mitzrayim. Now, if Klal Yisrael on that night were on the 49th level of Tumah, who's going to struggle more with this mitzvah of Chayiv Odom Liris Es Atzmoi Ki'ilu Hu Yotzim Mitzrayim? It's going to be the Chachomim, the Nevonim, and the Tzadikim. Because they are struggling to put themselves in the shoes of people who are on the 49th level of Tumah. And therefore it says, Va'afilu kulonu Chachomim, kulonu Nevonim, kulonu Zakenim. Even someone who is not now on the 49th level of Tumah, he's a chacham, he's a novan, he's a tzaddik, whatever it is, he is going to struggle to find that. He has got to still tell the story, and kol amarbet is harizem meshubach. But either way, the avodah of chayv adam niras es atzmoi is not an easy one. And the point is, it requires us to focus, to picture that we were on the 49th level of Tumah, that we are on the 49th level of Tumah. I.e., that we're trying to sit there at Seder night and connect and tell the story despite our shortcomings. Because that's the avodah of the night. We haven't divested ourselves of our shortcomings first, and then we're in a level of Kedusha. It's not Surme Rav Aseh Tov. We're mired in the dirt, and yet we can deal with it. So that's exactly the point. We picture ourselves with either the historical, the contemporary levels of Tumah, and still we have to do it. That's exactly the point. Let's move on. Ma'aseh Rabbi Eliezer. This is also a very interesting idea. The story of Bnei Brak. Omolen Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Hari ani kaven shivim shana v'lo zochis ish tomes yis mishraim ba'leilois. Ad shedosh ben zoyma l'man tischer es yom seis chomer es mishraim kol yimei chayecho. He darshened l'man tischer es yom seis chomer es mishraim and then kol yimei chayecho. There's a machlokes. What does kol yimei chayecho come to include? So the Tanakhama, the Chachomim say that kol yimei chayecho is coming l'hovi l'mois ha-mashiach. But even then we'll have to recount the story of Mitzrayim. Says Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, no. Yemei chayecha is hayomim, kol yemei chayecha is halelos. You have to tell the story, you have to fulfill the mitzvah of zechiras yitzis Mitzrayim, even at night time. Now this is very strange, for a couple of things. Number one, imagine that there was a recording of that famous Seder night. You know, Baruch Hashem, you go to Torah Treasures around the corner, and there are, if not dozens, if not hundreds, perhaps dozens of Haggadahs. And online, I mean, there's no end of Haggadahs that are available. Baruch Hashem Kein Yirbu. Imagine they got a recording of the Seder in Bnei Brak. What Rabbi Kiva was saying, Rabbi Tarfon was saying, Rabbi Elazar Nazaria. It would be a bestseller, surely. We have one record of one of the Divrei Torah that was said that night, and it's this vot. So this idea of Yemei Chayecha, Kol Yemei Chayecha is Halelos, the one thing that we take away from that night in Bnei Brak is this idea that there's a Chiyuv of Zechiras Yisrael Mitzrayim even at night time. What is so powerful about that idea? Why is that the one recorded Dvar Torah that was said that night? And moreover, it's a strange thing to say anyway, because really it's a mission in Brachas and it's applicable all year. If you open your art scroll Siddur, and you will see in Shema every Shacharis, in Shema every Mariv, in a regular art scroll Siddur, in the third paragraph of Shema, there'll be a little paragraph, a line, in the actual, not in the translation, even in the Lashon HaKodesh ones, there'll be a sentence saying, have in mind, in the Pasuk beginning, Ani Hashem L'kechem Asher, says Yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim, at the very end of Shema, have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim, once in the morning, once at night. So it's a mitzvah all year round. So what is so special about Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria? Of all the things he has to say, he's telling me a Mishnah in Brachas, something which we do anyway. The idea is this. The power of Seder night is so great that we jump into Kedusha and that we're infused with this Kedusha which is sort of beyond our current status. Because it's Kaddish, it's Urchatz, it's first Kaddish and then Urchatz. It's not Sur Merav Aseh Tov. That is so powerful that the Kedusha of this night is so powerful, we have to remember it. And it has the ability to transform all nights, that we do not need to be afraid of Tumah, that we don't need to be afraid of this long Golus that we're in and all of the bombardments of contamination that exists. There will be an opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this Kedusha where we can jump into it, and that helps us withstand all the negative forces out there. And that is not just true for the Seder night, because it can transform all other nights as well. And therefore, this is the one idea that is said from that night that we keeps with us all year round. The night, the idea of being Leman Tizkar Es Yom Seis Chomer Es Mitzrayim applies not just to daytime, but at nighttime as well. That this night of Yom Tov, this night of Pesach, has the ability to sort of overpower any negative forces, all Averas, all Tumah, and that can transform all other nights. And that's why this one is so powerful, it needs to be recorded. This theme emerges in the next part of the Haggadah as well. Keneged Arabonim Dibra Torah. Why do we bench our kids? There's a minute, by the way, on Seder night, some families do this, that at the very beginning of the evening, parents bench their kids, like we do on Friday night, they bench them at Seder night. Why? Because it's a throwback to the time where Yitzchak benched Yaakov Avinu. Because that whole issue, the whole incident, where Yaakov stole the brachas, as it were, from Esav, takes place on Seder night. How do we know? Because the pasuk says, Rivka says to Yaakov, Lechnu el atzoin v'kachli misham shnei gedi yizim. Take two goats. Rashi says in the pasuk, "V'chi shnei gediyizim hoyim acholish shel Yitzchak." That's quite a lot of food. Ela ha'echad hikriv lepischay v'echad osu matamim, because one was for the korban Pesach, one was for the matamim. Now, why did he choose? Why did Yitzchak choose to give the brachas on that night? What was special about that night? Yitzchak knew that he was giving brachas to Esav, his son Esav. Esav was Esav, but this is a night where we're not worried about the Koichas HaTumah. We can sort of overpower them, we can turbo boost them, and you jump into the Kedusha, they'll fall away. Interestingly, you know, the part is what happened. Esav goes out to look for the meat, and Yaakov takes the Shnei Gediyizim. One of them, says Rashi, is a Korban Pesach, one is the Matamid. We know there is a rule. The Pasuk says, when Esav eventually comes back, and Yaakov is already gone, the pasuk says, "Bo achicha b'mirma." Interestingly, b'mirma is, the Rashi says, b'chochma. For many years it bothered me. B'chochma? B'mirma means with cunning, with deceit, with guile. What's b'chochma? So they say that Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld said the following pshat. We know there's a rule, ein maftir nacha pesach afikoymen. So tomorrow night, after the Seder, you can't eat after the afikoymen. They start clearing you. If you can have a water, for sure is okay. But a lemon tea, not. And a coffee, not. Because you can't take away the taste. It should linger in your mouth. Fine. Ein maftinach ha-pesach ha-fikoymen. When Yaakov came along and gave his father the korban Pesach and the matamim, that was the ha-fikoymen. Ein maftinach ha-pesach ha-fikoymen. Even if Esav were to come later, he wouldn't be able to give it to him. Says Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, the gematria of b'mirma is 287, which is the same gematria as Afikoyman. That's therein lies the chachma. Bo achicha b'mirma. Okay, now, Yitzchak Dafka chose this night because he saw the power of this night and the ability to rise despite the tumah. That's the power of this night. Something very interesting. We know that four times in the Torah, it makes references to children asking questions about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's the makar for the Dalet Bonim. Keneged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah. The Pasuk says, look in paragraph 7, the second box, V'hoyo ki yomra aleichem b'neichem mo ha'avoida hazeis lochem. There'll be a time where your kids will say to you, mo ha'avoida hazeis lochem, v'amartem, and you'll say back to them, asher pasach ha'botem b'nei Yisrael, because they jumped over the houses, b'nok v'ez Mitzrayim, v'ez poteinu hitzin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spared our houses, v'yikoit ha'om v'yishtachavu. And the people bowed down and they gave thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rashi, what were they bowing down for? They were told they're going to be redeemed. They were going to go into Eretz Yisrael. They're told about the good news, they're going to have children. Now here comes the interesting thing. The one time they bow down and they give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the children they're going to have follows the pasuk, whose pasuk is that? The Rasha. Of all the four children you give thanks for is the Rasha. You give thanks to a Chacham. A Tam even. She'en eli d'ishol, okay, he's not going to bother you. But you give thanks to the Rasha, what's pshat? Vayishtachavu. The Yismach Moshe explains as follows. There is a basur, the Klal Yisrael, en masse, will have children. Once they, if you think about it, 4/5 didn't make it out of Mitzrayim. They're not going to be at the table. 1/5 made it out, they're going to be at the table. When they heard that the Rosha will still be at the table, and they're aware that this night of Pesach is Kadesh Urchatz, that you still, that you have the ability, we're not bothered by Tumah, by negativity, by Averus, and we can overcome that, then the people bow down in gratitude. They're not worried. They're grateful that the Rishonim are going to be at the table, And in the knowledge that, they're going to have the night, which has the capacity to overcome that, to deal with kids who are still mired in Averas and are still contaminated. We say the Echod Miyadea. One is Hashem, two are the Luchos, three are the fathers. And yet, say the night, we're referring, the only time it appears, really, we refer to Terach. Terach gets into the Haggadah. What's Terach doing there? He gets as many references in the Haggadah as Moshe Rabbeinu. He's also mentioned once. So why is Terach there? The answer again is, because on the night of Pesach, we're not afraid of Tumah, we're not afraid of our murky beginnings. We can mention Terach, it's not a problem, it's Kadesh Urchatz. We are infused with this Kedusha that will blast away any Averas, any Tumah. We're not worried about a Geizim, we're not worried about Malachim and Aramaic, we're not worried about Terach and murky, idolatrous ancestors. That's the power of the night. We're told, B'chipozen Yotzu, the Klal Yisrael came out in Mitzrayim, B'chipozen. That itself is a machlekes, whose chipozen was it? According to the man Da'om, who says it was the chipozen of Klal Yisrael, what's the message? The message is that there is a very small window. This window, tomorrow night, the night of Pesach, is an opportunity to jump into Kedusha. That is the chipozen. You miss this opportunity, and you're on the 49th level of Tumah. You're at the point of no return. You need the chipozen to seize the opportunity and to jump into Kedusha. That's why it's called Leil HaShimurim. Other nights, you know, your doors are nowadays, you're walking in the streets, doors are open, people are going backwards and forwards into their cars, you know, shopping and cleaning their cars, borrowing sugar and eggs from the neighbors. But at night time, doors are shut. The exception is tomorrow night. Leil Shimurim. We actually go open the door in the middle of the night. We're not worried about dangers, mazikin, on the Leil HaShimurim. That also explains, Shimurim also comes from the idea of Shemaris Chodesh Aviv. What's the Gemara explains, Shemaris Chodesh Aviv, one of the ideas is that we have to sync the calendar that Pesach always falls in the spring. Why? Because otherwise, you know, if you don't sync the calendar, we'll base largely on the lunar calendar, we'll lose 11 days in every year. So next Pesach will be 11 days earlier, the one after is 11 days earlier. It will soon be in the height of winter, and it won't be linked to the Aviv. So when the Pasuk says, Shemaris Chodesh Aviv, that tells us that we have to make sure that we calibrate the solar and the lunar calendar, that Pesach has got to be in the spring. But the Torah could have achieved the same thing by calibrating Sukkos to be in the autumn. Why is the way to do it is Dafka making Pesach in the Aviv? Yeah? The way, because it would be the same effect, you just make sure that Sukkos is always going to be in the fall, in the autumn. The point is, that is what Pesach is. It's a zman of hischadshus. You take a walk now. You see the, you know, beautiful morning, a bright blue sky, the birds are chirping, the trees are blossoming. The very name, spring, suggests that you're infused with Kedusha. You know, here at least we call it autumn. In America they call it fall, which is the opposite. But you're springing into Kedusha. So the theme that emerges from all of this is a very powerful and very beautiful one. Tomorrow night is a very special night. It's a night where it's not normal service. It's not Sur Meirah V'Asei Tov, we have to divest ourselves of the Averas and of Tumah, and then we charter a way forward. But rather, it's Kadesh Urchatz. The Vav is highlighting the fact that it's that way round. You're imbued with this sort of turbo charge of Kedusha, and then it's Urchatz. That can help you blast away any Tumah, any Averas. And that's seen throughout the Seder nights. That's seen, for example, Manish Tano Halayla Hazel. Why not Manish Tano Halayla Hazos? The answer is Laila Kayom Yoye, that this night has got characteristics of day. It's got characteristics. Daytime is always Kedusha and of clarity. That's why the Korban Pesach is different. That it's the only Korban Yochid brought when the majority of Klal Yisrael are in a state of Tumah. That it's the only Korban that if brought by Tumah, it's eaten. And it's the only brought if a person, an individual, is Tomei, he gets a second chance. We're not worried about it Goizim. We actually give them out to encourage our kids to engage and to fully take the most of the evening. That's why Avodim Oyinu, it's Afilu Chachomim. Because there we've got to picture ourselves that we're contaminated. But the Avodah of the night is that despite our shortcomings, we can still engage fully. And that's why Ma'aseh Rabbi Eliezer, the one recorded Dvar Torah that was said, is that Leman Tisker, Yom Seischem Yeretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yemei Chayecha Lahavi Halelos, that this night has got the power to transform all other nights, to blast away this the tumah that is there. And Yitzchak Avinu recognized that. And that's why he chose this night to give the brachas. And that's why the Vayikoy Ta'om Vayishtachavu, that Klal Yisrael bowed down on the Basura of Bonim. Which Bonim? Even the Rishoyim. Because they knew this night had the ability to deal with them. And that's why we're not scared to mention Terach. That's the Chippozon, this small window of opportunity. That's the Leil Shemurim. That's why we dafka Shemuris Chodesh Aviv. We dafka pick Pesach to calibrate the lunar and solar calendars to make sure that the Pesach is in the spring, a time of rejuvenation. Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zocher to have a wonderful infusion of Kedusha, and we should have Besuras Tovus Lomu L'Chol Yisrael.